What was the word again? I've forgotten it already.
Bilharzia.
Bilharzia, which is a worm that crawls inside you and does horrible, horrible things to your body. Look it up and then spell it. Text it 97936. And you, my friends, can B-I-L-H-A-R-Z-I-A. You can possibly get, into this Camaro thing. We're giving this Camaro away and creeping up on the day we're going to do it. Middle of November. So we're going to be looking at another month of this right now before we pick one of you guys who's qualified for this and give you a 1979 Camaro Z28 from our 40th anniversary celebrations. We are closing it down by giving you guys one commemorative piece of our 40 years, and that's a car that was awesome in 1979 and stands to be pretty darn awesome right now in 2019. It's pretty neat out there. Got a Rockford Fosgate system stuffed in there, and brand new. It looks incredible. So ready for you guys to own that thing and stuff it in your garage and do whatever you want with it after that. Bilharzia is today's word. A little bit tough to spell. Bilharzia. And I assume Tripp's in here now that we'll end up, one of us, with Bilharzia if we keep up these potlucks. We got a potluck coming on Wednesday. And I don't know if I know a guy in charge of the building. I'm not real sure how aware he is of what's going on here Wednesday morning. But the festival of food will come traipsing in here. You're not eating any of it. He doesn't eat anything anyway. So he's safe.
Tripp's not going to eat any poles, meatballs?
Are you kidding?
The Bilharzia, you know.
He doesn't eat any meat. But if there's a salad, will you even try it? A home salad? No. Yeah. Look at your face.
What about Dave Caesar salad?
Yeah, Dave, the engineer. If he brings... Exactly. If he brought... Wouldn't touch it. Nobody would touch it. Of course you wouldn't. So can we at least get a rule for our potluck trip where everybody's name has to be in a flag on the food they've brought?
I'm surprised so we know. About that. Trip wouldn't...
You must be ID.
You don't think Neanderthal could cook up something delicious?
Yeah, he could. And then he'd add that special ingredient just to get back to me. I'm not eating a thing at the potluck. I don't trust coworkers enough. I don't like these people enough. I like them just enough to be at work with them, not have them bring me things from their home for me to put in my body.
You're so paranoid.
Paranoid? No, you should be paranoid. Serious. No one likes you. I have a lot of people here who like me, and I still won't eat their food. I'm surprised they don't just pin you down in the hallway and stuff food in your mouth now.
But this is maybe what the potluck is. It's the extending the olive branch.
You know, to who?
The peace to the other
people.
See,
I knew Brady would.
Let's all get along.
Pollyanna, this is beautiful.
Enjoy some of the delicious cuisine.
That's never worked in the past. Don't do that. Food, bringing people together? No, it's a chance to poison
Dave's
them.
Dave's tofu quinoa salad?
Yes.
For all of... Oh, man. I'm going to the doctor just for you saying that. No, potluck Wednesday. And I don't understand. Who puts this together? Do you know?
The ladies.
Somebody who wants
He's
to kill.
Not He's not saying The thing. Ladies of the office.
But it's one of them who wants to kill someone.
We should have a potluck.
They're not that nice down there.
Tom.
It was Tom's
Wintermeyer.
Idea.
He's too new. I don't like Tom Wintermeyer potluck. Put together a potluck?
Because they did it over at iHeart.
Yeah, but he left for a reason.
Yeah.
Don't bring your... See, this is
a bad that. Potluck.
We need to build a wall around Tom. He's bringing all of his crap from the old place into our new country.
I don't want that. You don't bring your stuff into our thing and then force it down our
thing. We've had it before. Back at Sandusky, we had...
I know. And remember who was in charge of it? Debbie. And she used to giggle the whole time that you were eating the stuff she brought.
It was quite a collection of food.
She had an order everyone. Of us. She'd do her annual tamale order.
That's what I'm saying. We had Mexican food, Italian.
I brought a pizza.
Yeah, it was just a weird donut.
I ordered a pizza.
Doug
to
would
potluck.
Throw donuts on the table. Like, the hell is this?
You know what was the only thing missing from the end of the potluck that I was involved in when I ordered pizza? The pizza. They had a turkey? Somebody made a turkey. Nobody touched it. Like, why isn't anyone eating the turkey? It's because someone made a turkey and traveled it across the city and plopped it down here in this weird conference room. Potluck. Anyway, we got to tolerate that on Wednesday. You'll go to it. You're going
to
be there, right?
Brady, you have to bring a dish.
Are you bringing something?
I wasn't planning on it. But
no?
You're not even going to eat. This
now,
is your chance.
You know, with all this talk of tofu and quinoa.
Yeah. You put your sauce
Brady,
on
tell
that.
Me, as the nicest person in the room, what one person here puts their food up that you won't touch it?
Not
because of
happen.
Who they are.
Not yeah,
name a person. Name a person.
He's not doing it.
Because if you don't, I will. I'll name them for you.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you go I first. Said, I want to hear yours. One person that's like, I don't know. They might be after me.
When Tripp mentioned Dave, you know, the engineer, I thought maybe that's probably pretty good.
Dave's the one that you're just like, I'm not so sure I trust the ingredients of Dave.
When it was made, you know, because he's up at all sorts of different hours. There's always a Leftovers. Put out.
Essentially just left.
I made it last Monday.
I fear the potluck.
Who are you going to name, John?
For Brady?
No, you said you had a name.
Oh, I was going to say for Brady, everybody. I was just, if you were just going to name a name, I was going to say everybody here will poison you. There's no doubt about it. Every one of them. All of them. I can't think of a single person that would give you food. Maybe Wintermeyer, because I didn't realize how feminine he's acting. This is craziness.
I got to get on Sura. Time there. I'm not eating any Paul's
if Sura
food.
Brought food, would you eat it? He's after someone.
No. Not
no
a chance.
Way.
Not a chance. And I like Paul.
He said something
I love Paul. I'm not eating his food.
Mercury
Paul
tuna
would tell
salad.
Us, don't eat mine. Why? It's not for us.
Why?
He's got a little note for sales.
It's for the
all
people.
You guys just sit back and watch it. This is for the people. This one's for Lane. New Debbie.
Oh, someone made a sales casserole.
Yeah, I don't know why we do it, but so far so good. I just don't trust it. And if I were to be involved, I'd just order DoorDash and have it sprayed out. And I guarantee you that would be the one most comfortable. But I'm uncomfortable with anybody who wants to cook for us.
Are you going to stick around and just see the spread?
Nope.
The crock pots lined up on the table?
I know a good one. Get a Chick-fil-A just for the Alt-A-Z. Yeah. Just
throw that oh, geez. That's a political move, Erickson. Not bad. Come dressed as one of the cows. That causes strife inside the building, which makes
why?
Next year's potluck. Yeah, but it makes next year's potluck revenge potluck. That's why I don't get involved.
There's a huge spread of Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, I just don't know that any of these people are qualified.
Toledo, you should bring ants on the log.
I don't know Wintermeyer well enough to know if he's got good techniques and he puts the chicken in the proper place next to the thing and he hasn't contaminated his cooking space. I don't know what he's doing.
Does he have a food analyst card?
I don't know. At least I can sue a restaurant. Can I sue here?
No.
See?
No.
Tripp says I'm not allowed to sue when they give me dysentery and Ebola.
Oh, that's true. What if you get really sick?
Exactly. Who do you turn to? The Tripp, I got to. Shouldn't eat at the potluck. I didn't. God damn it, he's right. You walk out of there puking your guts out all over the place.
Lesions all over.
Just coated in lesions and butterfly tattoos. It's a nightmare. Anyway, good luck at your own potluck, but I ain't doing it. It's like Halloween. Only wrapped candies are edible.
A lot of places do it. A lot of offices do the potlucks.
I know, and they're all wrong. They're all places nobody's happy. We've seen it in Office Space when they had the cake, how miserable everybody was. They had to take a break from getting things done.
You open up the top of that crock pot, and there's a piping hot Bilharzia stew.
What's that?
What?
Bilharzia stew.
Oh, Bilharzia. Oh, I didn't hear what
you. Oh, the tapeworm.
That's right. I struggle with that one. Anyway. If you want to come to our potluck, there should be plenty of leftovers.
Oh, we're inviting listeners?
Yes, because I'm not going, so I don't have to deal with it.
Just find a bald guy, a Swedish bald guy.
It's the big KSLX potluck. I'll get you in.
There's 400 people out front.
Come to the side door, though, because in the front door, they'll be on to us, and I'll beep you in. Straight up the stairs, right to the potluck. Get rid of all that food.
Just tell them Holmberg.
Miss America.
Yeah. I was invited by Holmberg.
There's a lot of kings that people loved, and they still had testers. Just saying.
Yeah, you could do a tester.
Jeremy would go through and eat it all.
He's your beef eater.
Yeah.
Awesome. You're now, this is good for the promo crews. This feeds them for like a week.
Yeah.
They'll bring a little goodie bag.
And because they're used to eating garbage, their stomachs are stronger. So
they're younger.
Probably.
They can handle it.
Why don't you get some of that Ibex from Dan? Grill up some.
People love Ibex.
That would be fun.
I made Spanish Ibex. All right. Push that to the right. Swipe left.
That's a good idea, actually.
My dad come down here, cook up whatever that monstrosity from Mordor is he killed and tried to pawn off on me.
We should get one of those rollers where it's just in the heat lamp and it's just rolling like the gyro thing and carving the Ibex off.
That's a lot of effort. And nobody would. And you'd be carving off one thing. What is that? Spanish Ibex? All right, I'm just going to have some of Shirley's macaroni.
You just have Dan over there cutting it. That'd be great.
That's weird.
Meat station.
That's something Fitz would do.
And you know who'd be eating there? Dave. Nobody's eating my tofu, but I'll eat your Ibex. All right, you two are match made in heaven.
That's got potential. Fitz's chicken shawarma.
Now, Fitz will just have a food truck pull up.
Which is the smart thing to do. I won't eat out of those either. It's 8:45. There you go. Bilharzia is today's word. 97936. Potluck starts about 11 on Wednesday. If you guys are interested, I'll be at the side door letting you in. Flood the place with weirdos. We got What Would Brady Do coming up next.
UPD.
just you and me, Eric. Brady's mad about the potluck. It's all over. It took off. I don't know what happened. The whole room's gone. But
he thought about it and had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I got to get out of here.
Evidently, potlucks, up until recently, were just flat-out illegal in the state of Arizona.
Yeah, who would have thought?
I didn't know that. And in 2016, they tried to pass a House Bill 2341, which they have to approve. It exempts all potlucks from inspection and licensing through the Department of Health Services, which is why they were illegal in the first place. But they want to make non-commercial potlucks legal outside of work. So work potlucks still incredibly illegal here. So I think what I'm going to do is call for a raid. I'll have a food raid here.
Citizens arrest?
Yeah. In 2017, they think that potlucks was about the time. They say that it was the city trying to get money. But no, they're not. The lady says it seems incredibly petty, but it continues to go on. It seems funny in one hand, but people's rights are being infringed. This is a woman who wants to potluck badly. So I don't know that it ever went to a vote, but the city had a bill. They actually wasted some time in the
Wow, some politician house. Had a bad experience.
It's this lady. I'll get find her. Kelly Townsend. I want potlucks. Like, she was so hell-bent on making food for people at work. But the reason they say it was illegal is because all the times that people were sick, there were no – you couldn't go after anybody. Couldn't get anybody. That's why restaurants have to go through so many health standards and inspections and things like that. So if they make somebody sick, they know where it comes from. They know what happened. They know why it was there. You know, you were in the restaurant business. You know,
you bring in some of those dishes and say, well, the potluck's not until 3 or 4 o'clock at the end of the day. And
they're
they bring their stuff
there
into the beginning in the morning.
Right. Oh, well, Beth at the old place brought in some sort of crab dip she made herself. And it sat on that table from the time she got there until we started eating at like 1.
That sun crab dip?
Yeah.
So good.
Sun-baked crab dip. But, I mean, it was November, but still, you don't want out-in-the-air crab dip hanging around all day long.
So I could see that.
I can, too. There needs to be some sort of specifications on it. Plus, they said that there was a problem with people tainting the food as jokes or whatever else, and people get sick, and there's no real way to figure out, you know, what it was. Now, if one place delivered all the food and somebody got the poops, then you'd be like, well, Brady's restaurant delivered the food, so Brady's liable. But if you're looking at like, well, that could be Tom's, or you could have gotten sick from Jen Gardner's oats and honey. Or
it's a great way to hide
honey,
it.
It's a great way to slide it
safe.
In.
You're safe. If everyone has honey, you're okay.
Yeah, well, you're just
honey
safe. It's
go
local
bad.
Honey. Local honey for allergies. Otherwise, somebody can taint the honey. You could pee in honey.
So we're looking at this potluck Wednesday. Yeah. Stuff coming in about 8.
I'm raiding.
So it'll sit about 3 hours.
I'm calling for a raid by the city officials. If you've got time to waste voting on the bill 2341, you got time to actually raid a potluck, which would be great. Well, I want SWAT raid.
But they're okay if it's in the crock pot and it's plugged in.
If it's for your consumption, you can't serve it to people. I mean, they can ask you, did you like some of this? If they take some. But if they get sick and they've eaten 14 other people's homemade foods, there's nobody that you can sue. And that's the whole point of America. Have a fallback on who you can sue. If I go to a fast food place and I get sick from it, I can go back and sue them. This potluck thing, you can't sue anybody. I'll sue Wintermeyer for putting the whole thing together. I'll have everything.
So you still down on the no good on the live meat station? If you set that up?
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be here for it. I wouldn't either way. And people think that I'm being a jerk, but I'm actually protecting people like Eric, who no one in the building likes, who thinks he can wander right in and eat.
I'm not wandering in there.
Hey, look, we had a guy at Tony Roma's years ago who he thought everybody liked him, and no one liked him. He thought his nickname Squirrely, which I didn't give him or call him, was because he thought everybody thought he was kind of cute like a squirrel. But what it meant was, we don't trust you. You're Squirrely. You'll steal money from us. Squirrely comes barging into the place one night. Hey, everybody, I'm Squirrely. I got my family here. It's like, oh, good. Squirrely's here. And the manager's name was James, and Squirrely ordered a brisket. And James peed in a cup and poured it on Squirrely's biscuit.
Oh, on his brisket?
Yeah.
Oh.
While it cooked. Because it's cooking out all the
Brady's
bad.
Safe. Everybody loves Brady. He can go in.
You'd think so, but that's not necessarily true.
You don't think so?
No, there's some folks here who just can't tolerate Brady.
My lemonade brisket?
Yeah. Who? Who is this person?
Sales. Katie KB.
Sales.
KSLX guys.
The entire building.
What's that lady? Susan? Susie?
My God.
Do you want me to do it alphabetically?
I had no idea.
I had no idea either.
There's a few people who don't like you.
Well, I wasn't invited to the potluck. I mean,
it's an email thing.
It's it's posted all over.
I know.
Unless Brady gets a personal invite.
Unless I get a personal invite.
Not one of those things where a butler comes in with what looks like an entree and takes the cap off.
The old presence is requested.
Now that's an invitation.
That's why people hate you.
This should be everything you love. A gathering of people coming together and foods involved. This should be right.
It's a good team building.
Yeah, this is your thing.
What you just described is work. Every day is a gathering of people, and there's a food over there. We can get it out of the vending machine.
We don't eat together.
Good.
We eat separately.
Nobody wants to. Clearly, no one wants to, or we would just do it naturally.
You know what? That's what I'll do.
What?
So I'll stand by the vending machine and say, this is what I'm bringing.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I brought some of these things. Oh, you
buy? 8-12.
Hey, look, if you're you're buying the vending machine stuff, that's nice. That's legitimate. And if things go south, we can sue the vending guy.
Yeah.
That's how it's supposed to
How about a beverage?
But by the way, just letting you know, the House Bill 2341, potluck's exempt in the workplace.
It passed? It's in.
No. Oh. It was illegal to begin with.
Oh.
They put in 2341 to make it so you could license. You didn't have to license your non-workplace potluck, cul-de-sacs, churches, stuff like that.
Hey, you're saying people don't like me, so maybe I can change that. Could I bring in like a keg of beer?
Eric,
tap it?
I'm not saying that.
No, I'm just saying I could
fix it.
You could win them over, Eric.
If I brought a keg in, would that... Because they didn't say I couldn't bring alcohol.
That could go the other way, though. Eric, if you're bringing alcohol and during the work... So,
There's no rules. Have you seen the invitation? It doesn't say any rules on it.
It doesn't say no alcohol. You can bring that in if you'd like, but it's still, people will not like your personality. For a few minutes, they'll be like, Eric was nice enough to bring us some beer. I still hate him. And then they'd be like, why am I drinking Eric's homebrew?
No, I'd get the good stuff.
Eric's Bock is...
it tastes gamey.
What's that fancy beer you like? Stella Artois.
Not Stella Artois. Not that.
I'll get some of
that. He calls that fancy beer.
The champagne of beers, right?
So is Lowenbrow.
That's Miller. Hillbilly. Miller is the champagne of beers.
Oh, is it? Oh, I get the slogans mixed up. I don't know.
That's cute. Anyway. Good luck. Have fun out there. I'm just saying. It's illegal, and I'm calling for a raid. I'm going to have a raid.
Why don't you make a copy of Bill 23?
I'll have it. I'll post it everywhere. Yeah, but, if we tried this... Post that thing up. Wash your hands. I like this. Anyway, that's our potluck. I'm worried about that. We got ourselves a What Would Brady Do in just minutes if you want to get in on this. Holmberg at 98kupd.com. Or you can text 97936 and throw a quick one at us. And I think they just shut down the thing for the Camaro. So give it one last try, but I don't think you're going to get in there. What was it called? Bill Harzia. Bill Harzia. Yeah, try it until I think they shut it down. Good luck to all of you. What Would Brady Do is next.
98. Oh my gosh. 98. Shut the front door. Yeah.